Okay, yeah, sure. So, could you please let me know your full name? Okay, Jean, let me just check. So you have a concern regarding to an unknown charge or unknown transaction which is not authorized by you. Okay. Just give me a moment, I will check. So could you please let me know the cell phone number which is linked with your PayPal account? Is the same number from which you are calling right now. Just give me a moment. Okay. So could you please help me with the amount? It's $538. Okay. Do you have the transaction ID? Okay. I have just checked that your PayPal account is at multiple places. It's logged in at multiple places. Do you share your PayPal account with anybody else? Anybody in your family or any friend who use your PayPal account? So in that case, I will help you with the, first of all, we have to go with the verification because your account is multiple, logging at multiple places. And also, as I can see that there are multiple red flags. So we have to verify your identity, then I will proceed further. Okay. So could you please let me know on which device you use your PayPal account? Like, do you use your desktop or your computer? Yeah. And your cell phone? Do you also use your PayPal account on cell phone? Evo? Okay. And do you use any public Wi-Fi, public internet, any place where you take your laptop? Because as you can see that there are red flags, which is a network security breach red flags, okay? That is why I've asked you this question. Okay. So are you in front of your computer right now? Okay. Is it Mac or is it which desktop you were using? It's a, I understand it's a PC. Which company? It's a Windows or it's, yeah. Okay then. Because I have to verify your identity through the way of Windows. So do one thing. Open the Chrome browser and at the search bar, please type, you have to type qphelp.live. It's qphelp.live. You have to just write this only. It's qphelp.live, okay? And then search for it. Once you search for it, then please let me know. Is it PayPal window appear, PayPal screen appear on your end? Then please let me know. L-I-V-E, V as in Victor. Okay. I will check with a different secure server. Okay. Please remove that which you have written on your address bar. Then you have to type OPQ help. Please type O as in orange. Yes. Help dot live. L-I-V-E. Have you typed that? Have you typed any www in front of it? You don't need to type anything. No. You just have to type in the search bar OPQ help dot live. There's no space in any in between this. Yes, John.
Yes.
Mary Nelson. It's still showing searching. Okay, do one thing. Close your tab, all the tabs, and clear all cookies, and then open your Chrome browser once again. Have you opened the Chrome browser once again? Yes, you have to type opqhelp.live. Yes. Okay. Still showing searching. Okay. Have you tried with the opqhelp.live, right? Okay. Do one thing. Remove that opqhelp.live. Remove it. And I will help you with the second secure server, which is imncare.live. I as in ink, M as Mary,
Yes.
N as now, care, C-A-R-E. Yes. Okay. Not, do one thing. I will help you with a different secure server because of red flags might be you were not able to connect with this. In the meantime, John, because before proceeding further, I have to fill up the details because that the second version of the secure server is a way for the higher securities. Okay. So could you please let me know your full name once again? Okay. And could you please help me with your cell phone number? Please read that number. So this is a recorded line. You have to provide the details under it. 604. Okay. And what is your email address? JRUDEN Okay, let me just check for the second secure version because these two are not working on your end. Have you checked that your computer is connected with the internet? Might be there's okay. So there is a security issue that there are red flags, and that is why these secure versions are not working on your end. So like what I can do, please can you just remove everything which is in your Chrome browser and type Iperius, R-I-U-S. Yes. Have you typed that? Yes. It's Iperius Remote Desktop. You can see that? Yes. You have to click on download. You can, or you can see there are written something, free remote desktop software. You have to just download this software. Yes. 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 Install. Are you able to install? Check that. Yes. Wait for a moment. Okay. Just give me a moment because I have to request the technical team. So just give me 1 or 2 minutes. It will take. Okay. Really sorry for that. You should be on hold. Could you please confirm the date of this transaction? Okay. Have you checked with your family member, anybody, any friend or okay? Let me just check because it's taking a bit longer because of red flags. Okay, so I understand. But just give me a moment because it will take time to update the software according to your red flags. Okay, can you read your, you can see that, your ID, can you read that ID for me? 393, okay, and what is the password? It's a small letter or is it in all smaller? E as an elephant, then 2290, okay. You receive any notification, any connect notification, you have to click on allow, okay. It's a time-based process, so I request you please do it quickly. Anything appear on your end? Have you click on allow?